Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Broken Earth, the program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, Broken Earth.
Totally forgot where I was there. I was lost in the intro. Hello and thank you for choosing Broken Earth. I'm Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist. Today, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, like the news, and it's an extravaganza of psychic juices. Also might be squeezing in some paranormal tales here and there. Let's give us a call or even share your own paranormal tales. Then give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. And let me just make sure we're connected good and everything. Sounding pretty good. Excuse me. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Nunu. Welcome to Broken Earth Radio Show. Today we have so many things we'd like to cover. We're also trying to see how many readings we can do.
In the space of 30 seconds.
Go! And everybody who's in the queue, we do have a lot of people in the queue. And when we are when we do begin the reading process, we're going to start with the caller at 201. So just be aware of that. But what we would like to do, because we want to keep everybody enthralled, and we also want to make sure that we keep things simple, because remember, this is kind of a sample time, a little taste of things. Try to keep your question very simple, really, really, really simple. Not necessarily something that's just yes or no, but something that is just not like, so, like if give us an example, Bill, of something that's just like, kind of going.
Well, I think I might want just a general reading, I mean, my work, is it going to be good for me?
Right. Try to keep it not like that. And, because we want you to get your answer and some clarity, but keep it really simple. If
like,
you
like, for example, should I wear pants to work tomorrow?
That is a perfect probably not you. You probably should wear a diaper to work tomorrow.
On your face.
Because busy that you don't ever get to go to the bathroom.
You're damn right. But also, if anybody's got any paranormal tales that happen to them while they're on the phone, not while they're on the phone. If you could share them while you're on the phone, that would be good.
Yeah.
I was on the phone right now and having a reading and some books flew off the shelf.
There is something awesome that I did see today. One of my friends that I've known since high school, she posted something up on Facebook that on the Facebook, it's 10 painfully obvious truths everyone forgets too soon. And it's something by the original source of this is Mark and Angel Hack. Life. That's Mark and Angel Hack Life. Anyway, they have lots of powerful articles and it's a really cool website. But basically, one of the things that we forget is that the average human life is relatively short. And I don't want to, make anybody take any deep breaths and kind of feel a little anxiety right now, but we know deep down that life is short and that, death will happen to all of us eventually. But we are always surprised when it happens to someone we know. So it's kind of like we're walking up a flight of stairs with a distracted mind and misjudging the final step. So live your life today.
YOLO.
I don't think we YOLO. You know we don't YOLO.
I know. I was just saying ironically. And
did you use ironic in the right way?
Yeah.
Basically.
Ironic because we don't YOLO.
Yala. You always live again. Yala. But you're only you. You're only you one time that we know of. And we've talked about this actually. How
unless you get a doppelganger.
We've talked about this about how when you reincarnate, you don't necessarily reincarnate in a linear thing. You could go back. Reincarnate backward.
Come back as a toilet brush.
I'm talking about in another time period, like instead of going, if you transcend, like in 2050, you don't necessarily come back in 2051. It could be 1782. That's something that I'd like to people to think about and share what they think about that.
Reincarnate is in 65 million years ago.
You look like you reincarnated 65 million years ago.
Well, I don't look like I'm from the Homo erectus period.
Is that an insult?
Yes. Major. Hominid.
I've decided to start, whenever people say something to me that's an insult, I'll say, you know what? Insult me. Say something. Say I look like something. Just say it.
You look like a donut.
Donuts are sweet.
Donuts.
donuts are sweet and delicious, so I take that as a compliment. So I'm going to say that whenever somebody says something to me that may be kind of...
You look like the rage virus.
Well, you know, the rage virus, it takes over and it's going to rule the world, so I take that as a compliment. Anyway, let's go on to the second thing. You live the life you create for yourself. Your life is yours alone. Others can try to persuade you, but they can't decide for you. They can walk with you, but not in your shoes. If life only teaches you one thing, let it be that taking a passionate leap is always worth it. Throw yourself into it and just fly. Was that British enough?
Didn't really sound British at all.
Okay,
somebody said to me the other day, said, say awesome. I said, awesome. And they said, yeah, some people don't sound right when they say awesome, but you do. I was like, what's that all about?
Okay.
This is the same guy who came up to the counter. He'd been sent up because he's an apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't sort of ask for some air suspension fluid.
Right.
Of course, air suspension has air in it. So I went and got a plastic bag, clear plastic bag, and blew into it and tied the end off and said, here you go. And he was like, what's this? So funny. You had to be there, I guess. But
yeah, you had to be there. Number three, being busy does not mean being productive. Busyness isn't a virtue, nor is it something to respect.
You know what I find?
What?
People do it for attention, you know? People are like, I know a few people like this, like they're really busy, but they're busy doing nothing just to make a point. Or, I've been guilty of this as well in the past. I've noticed this, and I analyze this myself. But if I've been really busy, and like nobody's been around to witness it, then I'll carry on trying to look like I'm really busy and go around like, so much to do just so people can see that I've been busy, even though they weren't at that stage where I was really busy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, but some people, I don't do this, but some people keep themselves in a bad mood for the same reasons.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I remember one time I was working at this place, and this woman, that she was constantly busy, and I said, you are always just rocking it. You're always rocking it. And she's like, yeah, some of us do. And I was like, well, and she just kind of looked at me because I was just sitting, you know, but I was doing my job. I was waiting if somebody needed some help. And I was like, you know, what's up? Because I noticed how she was just kind of looking at me. And she's like, well, sometimes people don't think that you're doing anything. And I was like, I do lots of things, except you can't see me do it because I do it in my office. And right now, I'm kind of here waiting if anybody... You know what I mean? It's like...
No, I'm the same. Some people think the same about me, but because I'm that efficient and I can prioritize what I'm doing, people have come up to me and I would have stopped what I'm doing at a point where I can come back to it just to help them.
Right.
You know, I don't think a lot of people don't see what goes on behind the scenes, which is why another reason why I don't judge other people's jobs without having done the role for myself.
Right.
Because you don't know exactly what's quite involved. So.
Right. Right. Well, number four, some kind of failure always occurs before you have success. Most mistakes are unavoidable. Learn to forgive yourself. It's not a problem to make them. It's only a problem if you never learn to them. Never learn from them. Learn from them. So remember that. Failure always occurs before success. Number five, thinking and doing are two very different things. Success never comes to look for you while you wait around thinking about it. You are what you do, not what you say you'll do. And I have to remember that, too.
I think, therefore, I did.
Number six, you don't have to wait for an apology to forgive. Life gets much easier when you learn to accept all the apologies you never got. You know, we've got a forgiveness little thingamabob. That we, I guess thingamabob's not a really good.
You sold it right there.
We have a forgiveness meditation, and we also, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can do forgiveness. But basically, forgiveness is just, you know, being so tired of something you don't want to, you just can't carry it anymore.
And trying to force a forgiveness out of somebody would be a half-hearted, at the most, forgiveness. Are you going to apologize? I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, may as well just let it lie.
Right, right. Some of the people you know are not necessarily the right match for you. You will only ever be as great as the people you surround yourself with, so be brave enough to let go of people who keep bringing you down. You shouldn't force connections with people who constantly make you feel less than amazing. If someone makes you feel uncomfortable and insecure every time you're with them, for whatever reason, they're probably not close friend material. If they make you feel like you can't be yourself, or if they make you feel less than in any way, don't pursue a connection with them. Just don't do it. Just stop. If you feel emotionally drained after hanging out with them, or you get a small hit of anxiety when you are reminded of them, listen to your intuition. There are so many right people for you who energize you and inspire you to be your best self. It makes no sense to force it with people who are wrong. It's not other people's job to love you, it's yours. It's important to be nice to others, but it's even more important to be nice to yourself. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world, so make sure you don't start seeing yourself through the eyes of those who don't value you. Know your worth, even if they don't. I was watching Downton Abbey, and there's this character, this male character was talking to this woman, and he said to her, "Do they know what they have in you?" And she said, "Oh, I know what I have in them." So even though, you know, she's not necessarily acknowledging herself, she is acknowledging that she herself has an opinion and value to have one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should put fingers in their ties.
What you own is not who you are. I don't like that because I like all the little things I have. But what? What?
No. That was it.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Stuff really is just stuff, and we all know that, and it's absolutely no bearing on who you are as a person. So just, and there's something that we got to remember. It's like if something can be taken away from you, it's not something that you should be using to define your happiness. Anything that can be torn away from you, stuff, even people, cannot define your happiness. So just remember that. Everything changes every second. Embrace change and realize it happens for a reason. I actually like to use the word shift. Everything shifts. I like using that. Embrace shifts because shifts are more understandable than change. Somebody asked me earlier, can people change? And I said, people shift. Because if you think of changing, you think of, well, at least I think of, you know, ripping the head off of somebody and then putting another one on them, you know? It's about adjusting, you know?
I don't think you have the surgical skills or the know-how to do that, to pull that off.
Well, you don't have a lot of faith in me, do you? Embrace shifts and realize it happens for a reason. It won't always be obvious at first, but in the end, it will be worth it. Anyhow, those are just a few things that...
Very good.
Thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the caller at 201, and then Bill is going to have a few things to share.
Cookies.
You're going to share cookies?
Yes.
Something tells me that you're just being silly when you say that. You are
spiritual
right.
Spiritual cookies for the soul.
I don't think anybody really wants soul cookies. I think they want real cookies.
Well, you know, let them make the mind up for themselves. You want a soul cookie, then I shall
send you one.
Yeah, to the
All right.
Ether.
We'll be right back, everybody. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and our number, if you want to call us, is 347-215-8421. And we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
I love that song. It reminds me of dreams. It reminds me of dreaming. Love it.
Before we go any further, I just wanted to read this out. You know, I suppose it's one of the things where you had to be there, but I'm still going to read it out anyway because I'm funny.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find it.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry. I'm scrolling through Facebook. I don't even know how to use this anymore. Where the hell is it? There are you. Don't worry, everybody. and keeping you enthralled by talking. Where is it? Hold on, here we go. Ah, here we go. My sister posted something, a little pie chart thing, and it was like, likely outcomes of owning a real lightsaber. I don't know whether you ever saw this. But it's like a pie chart, and it said, you know, little bits, it says save the galaxy, one says sell it to the highest bidder, one has become a ruthless killer, and one immediate accidental self-dismemberment. And I said, I'd shave the galaxy. And my sister said, is it fuzzy, or is there a few stars you need to get rid of? I said, yeah, mainly around Uranus. It's a shade mainly around Uranus.
We're talking to the caller at 201-201. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. What's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What would you like us to call you today?
My name is Rose.
Rose, okay. All right, well, Rose, what is your simple question?
My simple question, okay. I am currently single, and I want to know if you see a new love relationship coming for me.
Let's look and see. Let's look and see. What we're going to do is we're going to just kind of walk you down a path, just, you know, just kind of imagine that you're walking down a garden path and you're looking at flowers and there's people milling around, and we're going to see when it is that you actually are stopped and you just kind of sit back and have a chat. So when what we're looking at here, honestly, is there's someone who it looks like keeps coming around, but he keeps leaving. And it says breaks and returns. Now, if this is something that really honestly has not started, then it might be that this is something that is going to start happening. But his appearance is actually so soon in our spread when we're building a calendar, it makes me kind of wonder if this is someone that you don't already know. It's actually around the end of March. Okay?
What,
yeah, it is very soon.
It is what?
It's very soon. It's very soon. It's around the end of March. So what we're going to do is we're going to see what happens with you around the end of March. But like I said, this seems like this is someone that you already know, or this could become – like, this could become the start of this person who, like, you know, he comes in and there's something about your relationship or his scenario that he comes and goes and comes and goes. But when he comes around, what we're going to do is we're not going to worry about the actual relationship until you've met him. And when you meet him and we actually can lock in with his guides and him and all that kind of stuff, then we'll look at this a little bit better. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck
okay.
here.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for listening. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So tell us one of the things you'd like to share with us today.
Just one?
Or something.
Well, let's read out something serious and then something more hilarious.
While he's getting his stories together, the next caller we take is going to be from 510. I just wanted to put that out there.
I was in the 212 near that.
It was 510.
But don't you.
I don't want anybody to get confused. It's 510.
A long simmering feud between San Diego area fire departments. Sorry, I was thinking of Anchorman then. Is that San Diego? Where he goes, go yourself, San Diego.
Yep, that's San Diego, California.
Area fire departments and police came to a head Tuesday when an officer handcuffed a firefighter for not moving his truck as he was trying to rescue victims from an accident. Video from the accident scene shows a Californian Highway Patrol officer arresting Chula Vista firefighter.
The name is it crazy?
No. Oh, right, sorry, that's not his name.
No, his name is not Chula Vista. That's the name of the town.
Oh, I was like, right. Like Chula Vesting, Chula Vista, firefighter, Jacob, I was like, where's he got two names? Jacob Gregor, 36, after refusing to move a fire truck positions to shield rescue workers from accident victims from fast-moving traffic along the side of a busy freeway. The unidentified CHP officer cuffed the first responder and put him in the back of the squad car for 30 minutes, according to CBS 8, which also reported that CHP officers and firefighters have battled over accident scene protocol in the past. Radio communication obtained by ABC 10 showed how shocked firefighters were at the sight of an emergency responder being cuffed and led away from the scene of a serious accident while trying to help the injured. I did not move our engine, so it's still in the initial spot, and we're just continuing with patient care, a firefighter told the dispatcher. This is ridiculous. We're in the middle of a patient care with patients on the freeway, and we're trying to protect our scene, and they're putting him in handcuffs at this time and walking him away. Chula Vista Fire Chief Dave Hanneman agreed. To detain one of our firefighters in the middle of an incident is ridiculous, he said in a statement. Gregor shouted to the news camera that he was being arrested as the officer searched his coat and pulled out handcuffs. Hey, why the hell did he... Oh, wait a minute. whose coat is he searching here? He's searching his own coat for the handcuffs, or is he searching the firefighter? He was being arrested as the officer searched his coat and pulled out handcuffs. Hey, you brought your own handcuffs. Well done, I'll bring these to arrest you. What's going on? I don't know. Anyway, it continues. We get the idea there. But it's not the first time that's happened. It's just so ludicrous. Obviously, firefighters should have priority. Well, actually, probably, if there's been an accident, yeah. I suppose they've got all importance, but I suppose ambulance is one of the highest priorities, and firefighters, obviously, to get them out of the wreckage.
Right.
You know, and then police to... Police would probably be the menial people in that, directing the traffic and stuff, maybe. But that's just stupid, right?
I don't even know what to say.
We have no comments on the show. We have no opinions. But I think it's stupid. Now, there's a couple of headlines here. Let's read one of these before we go to the extravaganza of calls again. a few of the weird, you know, stories from the last year, and the new stories and that. I wasn't aware of this one, but it says here, Vatican purchases Europe's largest gay sauna. The Vatican seems to get itself embroiled in enough scandal that they'd be inclined to not create any more trouble for themselves, but they've done it again. The Holy See had made a seemingly innocuous, albeit pricey, real estate purchase of $23 million. $30 million, only to find that the Rome apartment block they bought contains Europe's largest gay bathhouse. Dough!
They knew it. They knew that.
I accidentally purchased this gay sauna.
So I guess we're going to have to use it. Whatever.
Yeah,
they knew that. They knew that. Do you have any crazy headlines you want to read to us before we take a call?
I thought wasn't that crazy enough for you?
Well, you usually read the crazy headlines and there's no story.
I can get some.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
My favorite from the other day was man beats off cougar with his bare hands.
Oh, my gosh. Sir, may I?
That lucky man. Yes.
Okay. Call it.
Oh, 15, yeah, there's one. 15 pit bulls rescued, 2 arrested. Obviously, they mean they've abbreviated. Probably 2 people were. And maybe that wasn't the best one. I'll find another one. Not right now, but you know, I'll continue looking.
Okay, thank you. The caller at 510. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello, hello? Huh, I guess they've...
Go silent questions.
Why? Okay, we're going to take the caller. There's a caller that's got a strange number. It's actually CC1CC1. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi, it's a Skype name.
Sorry?
It's a Skype name. That's what it showed up.
Okay, it's just, okay. Great, great. Could we, what would you like us to call you?
Chris?
Okay. Great. Well, Chris, what is your simple question today?
Would I get my dream job found?
Are you going out for your dream job, or did you rather us find out when you'll get a job? Which one would you rather know?
I beg your pardon?
Which question did you want to ask? Did you want to know when you'll get your dream job, or did you want to know when you'll get a job?
Well, I am actively applying for a dream job, so I guess.
Okay. We can look to see when you get this dream job of yours, okay, dear?
Thank you.
All right, hold on just a moment, Chris. Let's see what's going on with Chris and her job search. Long pause. Okay, all right, this is the deal. Basically, it looks like within the next cycle, which starts this summer, it does look like this is going to happen, okay? The time period we're looking at is, honestly, it looks like it's around the third or so week of July, so we're looking at between July and August when this is actually going to happen, okay? So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. But right now, the cycle we're in is actually being called a long pause. That doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just means that when we're building the calendar, we're being pushed ahead into the summertime. Okay?
Great. Well, at least it's going to happen, you know. So
oh, yeah. It's definitely going to happen, dear. But you just keep plugging forward, and we're rooting for you. Let us know what's up, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right. We're going to take a quick break, let Bill kind of, you know, walk off some of this energy he has. And you didn't want to do that?
I don't really feel like walking.
He has to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back.
Let's go!
And we're back.
Yeah. That was the Sounds of Korn, and it was called Let's Go.
When we start back into our readings again, we're going to talk to the caller at 7:03, just so you'll be ready and be aware.
Yeah. Are you ready? Some strange headlines. Homo terror. I have no idea what the story is to go with that, but... Close looking at dating finds men choose attractive women. Yes. Male nipples can keep babies calm.
What?
I have no idea. Obviously, people can look for these stories, but these are just the headlines. Incontinent old man wins Miss Teen America. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. That is from The Simpsons. I have no idea where that's on there. Anyway, let's have a look at these sort of headlines. I'll tell you what, actually, there was something. Sometimes I like to do the compliment sandwich. I'll tell you something good about yourself, then I'll tell you places where you need to improve, then I'll tell you something good about yourself again.
Right.
Like the sandwich. Anyway, I tried to do that with the news. But anyway, this is the stomach-churning moment. A hospital patient had 42 pearls removed from his body after believing a bogus doctor's claims that inserting them could cure his back pain. Zhu Feng of Hunan province, China, said that after he had complained of suffering from a bad back, a neighbor had told him of the doctor who was supposedly an expert in ancient medicine. The 61-year-old man traveled to visit the doctor in 2011 and was told his case was so specific that it can only be treated and healed by placing pearls under his skin. Mr. Feng said, he said it would make a small cut, insert the pearls under the skin, and then sew up the cut, leaving the pearls inside my body. Other people told me that his methods worked, and so I wanted to give it a try. And I have to say that initially I did feel better after he inserted the 42 pearls into my body. It's probably because of all the cuts that took his mind away from his back pain. But I then started getting another problem that I never had before, and I was finding it difficult to walk. All my joints ached instead of just my back. I went to try and find the doctor who had sold me the pearls and the treatment, but he was not around any longer. I was told he had moved to another area, so I went to a conventional hospital. Dr. Xiang Wang, who operated... what? Who operated on Mr. Feng at Nilay?
Let's not even try.
To remove the pills, said, I have never seen anything like it before. I had no idea what the objects were when we did the x-ray, but when we asked him, he explained how they had come there. How they had come there? What now?
What is it, how they come there?
How they come there. Everywhere that the pearls had been inserted, it had caused the bone to die off, including around his hip joint, which is now not possible to save.
Oh, my goodness.
We have managed, I know, it's crazy. We have managed to remove all of the pearls, but the man's skeleton has been badly affected, and he will need, at the very least, a hip replacement surgery. Mr. Feng, that he filed a medical in practice case, but discovered the doctor was not registered. Could not find out where he was now located. Oh.
Wow. So basically, the pearls, what would you say the pearls did?
The pearls, let me see the wording here. It caused the bone to die off, so maybe they were still, I don't know. I mean, they were... maybe they were absorbing nutrients out of the bones or something or anything, you know.
Maybe the pearls were sucking the calcium out.
Maybe, yeah.
Instead of adding to it, because they're living. Aren't they kind of living things, maybe?
No, the pearls are byproducts of clams. It's just like basically all the...
Right. Well, okay, yes, I guess they're not living. Yeah, they're just...
excretion of the clams, isn't it?
So, I mean, but how could they be absorbing it, sucking it out?
I don't know. It's just
I'm just asking. I'm not...
It was causing the bone to die off.
I expect you to know. before you start talking all this stuff. I'm tough.
I expect you to watch your mouth.
Where's the mirror so I can watch it? Let's take a caller. Are you going to do the reading this time?
Nope.
I want that caller to say, Bill, I want you to do this.
No, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a newsreader.
Caller at 703, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name, please?
Hello, Bill and Nuna. Eric
hey.
Calling.
Hi, Eric.
I was curious, like the lady, I think two ladies before me, about when you see a relationship coming up and whether it is somebody from the, someone that I know or have met and it didn't take off because I have some of that, or
mm-hmm.
or whether it's somebody totally new. And I could give you
okay.
some names if you want that, but I think let's...
No,
let's,
we're just going to keep it simple. So what
yeah.
I want you to do is I want you to shut your eyes
okay.
and just kind of breathe and relax and just imagine you're walking down a garden path. I like this. I haven't really ever done this way before except for earlier today, and it worked really
what
well.
What were you going to say? I just wanted to shut your mouth. I thought you were going to say it. I was like, what?
What?
Shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes, darling, Eric.
They're nice and shut, and I'm walking down a garden, even though it's snowing here. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, in my mind.
It could be a snowy garden path. It could be a snowy garden path. You're just cruising along down that lane, doing your thing, chilling out. And then basically, hold on, what's up? There she is. There she is again. Hold on. There's quite a bit of a story here. There's somebody who honestly it looks like you do know. And this is next week.
Okay.
There's
Let me.
Well, basically it looks like you kind of are talking or something, whether you're, I think the way it looks like you guys might be texting or just it's written communication. And then it looks like she, like you may send her a message or something, and she's saying that she's busy. Then she finally responds to you again, and it looks like you guys kind of go back and forth with this just a little bit, just messages, because you're in my spreads, being upside down can mean, you know, written communication when we're looking at that. But it looks like when you finally get to see her, it's it's about, oh, gosh, that's not her yet. Hold on. It's not, at least that's not seeing her yet. Oh, gosh. There's a lot of communication, but it looks like it takes a minute for you guys to actually get to a place where you actually see each other, and then when you finally do, there's some potential here with this, but the only problem is that it seems like there's another person in her life that she's not completely done with. So it seems like you're still in the process. But if I had to put a time frame, it says that you do have potential for a beginning. Honestly, Eric, this is something that I think it might be a little bit deeper than just a simple reading, to be honest, because you're being told that your new beginning with this person or your start with this person is latent, which basically means if you keep pushing for it, it does look like it's something that can happen, but it looks like you're at a place for some reason where you have to strategize. She's not in a fixed position with you right now. Now, if you just wanted to just say, you know what, I don't care about this anymore, I'm just going to go, you know, just go blank and just go fresh and just start with somebody new, it honestly doesn't look like it's hard for you to meet people, because I see people here and there, you know, that you meet all the time, but it just really seems like there's someone that you already know that you really have this thing for, and she likes you too, but it kind of seems like she's with someone or something already. I hope that makes sense.
Well, it does, in that there is a girl who, and why you say it's going to take a while is because this particular person, Victoria, lives 2.5 hours away right now,
mm-hmm.
and by distance-wise, but there is a girl I met this weekend, Rachel, who is about an hour away. So I don't know if it's any of that, but if to me it sounds like Victoria, because that's the one that mm-hmm. I've been thinking about for a long time.
Right. Yeah, so it's going to take some time, but it really seems like if you just continue to stay friends and stay open, that eventually some things get turned around. And it's before summertime, so that's just to give you a time period. But there's so much going on that it's just kind of like, you know, just let her come to a place where I think that she's, you know, she's really ready to start something up. And if she likes you, that's not the problem. It just kind of seems like there's somebody else in the picture. Okay.
Right. And then she needs to get that confusion out of the way. But she will. She has all my contact info. So hopefully she hasn't trashed it, and she'll be the one to reach out, because I've tried.
Right. Well, it looks like there's something happening next week. And put another week on it just in case. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Beware the Ides of March, right?
Exactly. All right.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Nona.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Or Nunu, right? Is it Nunu or Nona?
It's Nunu. It's Nunu.
Nunu. Yeah. Okay. Nunu.
Okay.
Well,
Nunu. Well, it's actually the same name, but I use Nunu. So.
Okay. Well, that's cute. Nunu. I like it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
You too. Bye bye. What did you find?
Where?
In your files of mischief.
What's up, guys? Scientists are working to classify a new species of giant jellyfish that washed up on an Australian beach, describing it as a whopper that took their breath away.
Hmm.
That's happened to me once or twice.
What? What are you talking about?
Never mind. I'll tell you when you're older.
A whopper that took your breath away? What is a whopper that I'm missing?
Never mind. The 1.5... Okay, the 1.5...
I was thinking that maybe you were eating at Burger King.
Do you want me to start again?
Maybe I need to let it go.
Yeah, maybe. The 1.5-meter specimen was found on the beach by the Lim family in the southern state of Tasmania when they were collecting shells on a beach in Howden. They took a picture and contacted a marine biologist who said the type of jellyfish had been seen in the past, but she'd never seen one so big or one that has become beached. Some people, it's like they're going to try and poke it there, squatting down. We know about the specimen, but it hasn't been classified yet. It hasn't been named, said Lisa Gershwin, a scientist with the government's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization. She told the Sydney Morning Herald the new species was related to the lion's mane jellyfish, the largest known species of the marine animal in the world. It is so big it took our breath away, added Gershwin, who had been working with jellyfish for 20 years. It's a whopper of an animal, but it's not life-threatening. Well, it won't be if it's beached. Although it does sting, according to Gershwin, there's been a massive jellyfish bloom in Tasmania waters over the past month. Probably about 5 years ago, I finally put together in my head that there was really three different species of lion's mane jellyfish in Tasmania, or snotties, as they're also called. Gershwin said, yes, snotties, they're a bit slimy. Scientists now have enough pictures and samples to begin a proper analysis to classify and name the creature. Despite this, much remains unknown, including how it eats and breeds and its habitat. It's so big, but we know nothing about it, said Gershwin.
You keep enunciating these words, and I'm just like, stop.
It highlights again.
Stop.
The ocean. The jellyfish was found by the Lim family on a beach south of... Yes, we heard that already. Mother Jose... Josie...
stop, Ken. You can't stop.
Saying it blew our minds away. It's not really jellyfish territory here, and all we could do was stand back and admire it.
You just can't.
One of the comments here says, "We don't know what it is. I know. Let's touch it." You get these people squatting down, like poking this whopper on the beach, and it's quite a big whopper as well. It looks like just like a big splodge
of whopperism.
Splodginess. Now going back to these headlines of 2013, strange ones. Researchers. Researchers received $1.5 million.
Why are you laughing at that part?
I just can't. Sorry. Researchers received $1.5 million medical grant to learn why lesbians are fat.
What? Are you serious? That's really an article?
It is, yeah.
That is so absurd.
It also reveals that gay men seem to have the opposite trend as heterosexual males, have nearly double the risk of obesity compared to homosexual males. This grant covers fund the research that will find the root cause of these obvious disparities.
Well, it's obvious what they're going to say.
That they're like, please don't.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Because they like to eat fish tacos.
Because they're just...
What?
They like Whoppers. I don't know.
Obviously they don't. Who are we talking about now?
Burger King Whoppers. I don't know. I'm trying to keep it clean, and you're the one that keeps trying to turn this into some sort of into your perverted fantasy conversation.
Drunken student faces community service for frying hamster. Phil Brown, the prosecutor for White's case, reported the story of what happened. On February 2nd of this year, cops were called to a block of flats in the UK. Upon arriving, he came upon a drunken James White and got a whiff of a pungent odor. White proceeded to tell the officers, "What? I freaking fried it? I fried it?"
Oh my gosh. That is absolutely horrible. I bet it was alive when he did it.
I must have been, like, really drunk. What did they think? Oh, I'm so hungry, man. That hamster looks so good. I wouldn't eat it raw. I got to fry it.
I'm not even going to say anything.
What's this noise that's going on?
What noise?
Oh, sorry. It's just an advert on the page.
I just can't believe. I mean, I'm not even going to say it. Because every single time I say something like that, I encounter some sort of situation to experience whatever. You know what I mean? That gives me anxiety, Bill. Thank you.
You are well. Say what are we doing right now?
We're going to take a break, and then when we do come back and we take another caller, we're going to talk to the caller at 985. That's 9 or 8 or 5. Why? What you want to say?
Nothing. I was going to let you choose a year and a month and a number, which means one thing.
Let's do that real quick, and then we'll take a break. Okay. Tell me when to go. Tell me.
Choose a year.
2010.
You're one off there. Should have been 2011. That's what I was staring at.
Okay.
Okay, choose a month between January and July.
June.
And choose number between 1 and 20.
14th.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, this is these are paranormal tales. Nobody knows what they are. These are true stories that people have submitted to this website about all crazy things, which are pretty awesome. Now, let's choose them at random. So, Nunu has chosen. Man with electric eyes.
man with electric eyes.
He was a man with electric eyes. I'm trying to sound like, what's her name? The singer. You know, she has that voice that goes, wah! And you're like, why does that sound good? But it wouldn't sound good without it.
Goldfinger. All right, I thought you were trying to sound like,
Shirley Bassey.
No, I thought you were trying to sound like, living in Frankfurt, Germany in 1966, I was 14 years old. I went to pick up school photos with two friends at the Army Post Exchange.
Start over, because that sounds like you really can't hear.
Living in Frankfurt, Germany in 1966, I was 14 years old. I went to pick up school photos with two friends at the Army Post Exchange. My father was an eye surgeon in the U.S. military. Walking to catch the German trolley to return back home, a man and woman were walking towards us on the sidewalk. Man had on a suit and tie, hat, and carried a briefcase and umbrella. The woman wore a nice dress. The man walked across to our side and stopped right in front of me. As I was in the middle of my two friends, his eyes rolled up and back into his eye sockets, and bright blue energy waved out his eye socket, about 5 inches in front of his face. The energy hovered there for about 5 seconds, then rolled back into his eye sockets. The man then took... You like saying eye sockets. The man then took one step to the side and continued to walk, catching up with the woman that had been walking with him when we first saw him. The three of us were stunned and frozen in place, staring at this man and the blue energy being emitted from his eye sockets. After he left us, we screamed and took off running. One of my friends had gotten a Ouija board for Christmas, and we'd been asking if there was such things as spirits and ghosts. That's the only event that can be possibly related to why this might have happened. We got our answer. Eye sockets.
Eye sockets. So there was... See, those stories always make me mad because they never really have a conclusion. They just are like weird things that happen.
Well, I think that's the problem you see with a lot of stories. You think about my stories, quite a few of them don't have conclusions. It's like something's happened. You're left, it's like unexplained stories. It's like something you can't explain, you know? I mean, they wouldn't have a conclusion, otherwise it would have an explanation which would make them stories that... So let's take a break.
Then we take the break. We're going to come back, and we're going to actually talk to the Skype caller because the person at 985 couldn't hang on. So
they were bored listening to my stories about eye sockets.
Imagine how I feel every day, every moment of the day. I feel honored to hear your stories. And the next reading, I'm going to do it in a British accent. I am going to do it in a British accent.
Yeah.
And if I start sounding like I'm not British, I'm not. I'm not British. So, anyhow, we'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to call in and get a simple sample reading, give us a call.
What is that?
I was trying to be Mae West, but I got choked up. Give us a call at 347-215-8421. That's 347. Mae West.
Oh, I was just saying, Mae West, what, Adam West from Family Guy?
You know I don't...
No, sorry, Adam West. That's anyway. What's going on?
347-215-8421, see? We'll be right back, everybody.
Tune in to Broken Earth. blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. 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 And we're back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If anybody wants to get in touch with us outside of this thing, the show time, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us under Broken Earth Radio Show. You can find us under Psychic Nunu. There's also, I'm not sure if I put the links on the banner page, but you can find our actual website to Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to get in touch with Bill, to send him, you know, chain letters or whatever, you can get in touch with him at BillDoyle@live.com, or you can also message him the other ways as well. It's just random ways to get in touch with us. You ready to take the call, the Skype caller?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Skype caller. This is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Hi there.
Hi. Could we have your name or whatever you'd like us to call you?
Sure, Chantel.
All right, great. Well, Chantel, what is your simple question today?
My simple question, well, I am wanting to connect with something that's going to bring some prosperity in at the moment, and I'd like to know if you've got any information around that.
So you're trying to look, okay, so we're trying to keep this simple, Chantel. And you got to forgive me, because I hope I don't sound rude when I say this. We're trying to keep the reading under like 2 minutes. So are you looking for some way just to bring in some extra money right now?
I'm looking for income. So really, I hate to say job, because I'm not wanting to just put myself in a situation that's miserable. So I want to connect with something that I'm going to enjoy and bring in income as well.
Okay. The question you're asking may not have an immediate answer. I'm just going to, just be aware of that. Okay. If you're looking for something that's actually going to be a shift change for you that you enjoy and you can still make money, at it. You know, we'll see when that comes across or when that comes through for you. But bear with me just a moment, okay? All right. All right. Okay. What I'm doing here is I'm just kind of building a calendar. And when I go through your cycles, there's different things that it looks like you're going to check out and kind of see and feel, you know, to see if that feels right to you. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you're going to love the answer, because your question is it's really a very broad question. It's not simple. Okay. It does look like in about 2.5 years, there's something that you're actually going to run across that you really feel like you can sink your teeth into it and stay with it. But there's going to still be options that come around that you can dib or dabble in. You can see how you feel, but it definitely does look like it's going to take you some time to really hook into that one thing that is going to keep you, enchanted with it for a very long time. It's got a lot of creativity to it as well. Okay. So, but remember, part of the quest, it seems like the quest is part of the journey. It's the lesson. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very simple question, sweetheart.
I understand.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When you say creative, do you have any like specific things you can tell me? Creative.
It just basically it says that it's something that's creative and it appeals to your hobbies. It appeals to some things that you really love. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a whole lot, dear, and thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. What are you reading?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So, I thought this before. It's a website, an Anagram Creator website. Did you want to see what? So, during the break, you mentioned Shirley Bassey, and I was thinking Burley Chassis, and I thought this Anagram thing. Should we see what Anagram comes up with? Psychic Nunu.
Uh oh.
Would that be funny?
If there's even one.
Okay, Hiccup Sunny.
Hiccup Sunny.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that it's actually pretty awesome that the world didn't end on Saturday.
Yeah, well.
We survived the Mayan apocalypse and Y2K, but the end of the world was supposed to be coming again. This time it's the Viking apocalypse that allegedly is set to destroy Earth, with Norse mythology claiming the planet will split open and unleash the inhabitants of hell on February the 22nd. According
what, Saturday?
It was Saturday, yeah. According to the Vikings, Ragnarok is a series of events including the final predicted battle that results in the death of a number of major gods, the occurrence of various natural disasters, and the subsequent submersion of the world water. I didn't do the Lingan British. Oh, my God. I always forget to do that. The wolf Fenrir is also predicted to break out of his prison. The snake Jorgen, Jormungand will rise out of the sea, and the dragon of the underworld will resurface on Earth to face the dead heroes of Valhalla, who, of course, have descended from the heaven to fight them. Legend has it that the sound of the horn, I wish you would have done that. Let's try it again. Legend has it that the sound of the horn will call the sons of the god Odin and the heroes to the battlefield before Odin and other creator gods will be killed by Fenrir. The Vikings believe that Ragnarok is preceded by the Winter of Winters, where three freezing winters would follow each other with no summers in between. All morality will disappear and fights would break out all over the world, signaling the beginning of the end. All of a sudden, people will just be like fighting. You know what I mean? The wolf skull would then devour the sun, and his brother Hetai would eat the moon, causing stars to fall out of the sky and the earth subjected to tremendous earthquakes. If Saturday had been the day the world would end, then it would be restored and be inhabited by the surviving gods and just two human survivors, with the earth sinking into the sea and paving the way for a new utopian land with endless supplies and video games. There's more, but yeah.
Well, I think on that day, I think I'll go for a pint and have a massive mixed grill with loads of meat in it.
You already did that because it already.
You damn right I did.
Let's quit living in the past. Quit living in the past.
So, what do you prefer, Sunny Hiccup?
Or
what's your new name, or Icy Sun Punch?
Icy Sun Punch. I like the name Icy. I think it's very, very sexy.
Icy Sun Punch.
Hi, my name is Icy. No.
It'll be $5.
I'm an Icy.
2-year-old eats used condom at McDonald's.
Please stop. That's enough of that. That is unbelievably gross.
Claims.
There's a lawsuit.
Do you leave that story then?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I refuse to believe it.
The incident occurred in February 2012 when his son,
Jacques Khan
picked up the used condom, ate it, and later coughed a part of it up.
Oh.
And Nishi is filing the suit on behalf of Jaquel and her other son, Jonathan III, who were playing in the area at the same time. Jaquel received medical treatment after the ordeal. The suit accuses the fast food chain of not being sanitary and failing to properly maintain the area where the children are playing, in addition to negligence with regard to deviant activities and clearly going on in the restaurant, and the child mistook it as mayonnaise.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Just stop it. Why do you have to keep going? And I know you made that up. I know you made that part up. The part about what the child mistook it for, I know you did.
Well, you can go to heavy.com/news, check that story out for yourself, see how it's worded. Old man shoves fork up his penis.
Okay.
On the subject of rare case study, a 70-year-old Australian man came to the emergency room with a bleeding penis and self-insertion of a fork into the urethra to achieve sexual gratification. According to a scholarly article published in the International Journal of Surgery, metal fork was apparently hard to pull out, but success was finally achieved via forceps, traction, and copious lubrication. The emphasis on copious is my own. This happened after he was told to go fork himself.
What?
I may have made some of that up.
You completely made the whole story up.
I didn't make the whole story up. That was factual.
I have to go to my center. I have to go to my special place right now.
Special center.
I really do.
Having some kids here. I'll read this out to you. A number of children have been left branded with marks that will not wash off after having their faces painted at a council-run family event. Dozens of children Alfredo had been left with badly marked skin after suffering reactions to paint following the Proud Parents Fun Day at City Hall in Hull, East Yorkshire on Monday. One 7-year-old girl has been left with a painful butterfly design burned into her face after the event, while a 9-year-old cousin was left with the logo of his favourite rugby team on his cheek.
Okay, all right. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break.
Forget the rest of the story. You just carry on.
Because this is so horrible.
Okay, well, let me find a funny story.
Yeah, let's talk about something that's actually going to be enlightening and nice.
Dying birds. Tiger on the loose. Food dyes used in sewage. Truncheon smashing into pensioners.
What? Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Don't even say it. I wish you would read a story about little girls finding fairies or something that's lighthearted and believable.
I have got a bad headache.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a little break. We're going to listen to a song, and we're going to take a call. I think we're going to be talking. I can't tell who. Usually the calls are in order. And it looks like they're kind of jumbled up with the amount of hold time.
Right.
I think the next person is 7:06. So we'll talk to the caller at 7:06 when we get back. We're going to bring the tone down to something nice and lovely for the next look. Little Okay. Can you guys hear us? Okay. Can anybody in the chat room say anything? Most people in the chat room are guests and they can't type. But Sidebuzz too can. Anyhow, let's see. Let's put ourselves on hold real quick and see if the music comes through. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be something that'll help us. Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to see to the calling of your heart sings to play soft and low. And all the night magic seems to whisper.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
And we're back after an awesome break. You know, sometimes we lose, the signal gets strange, and, you know, it just...
Sometimes, you mean, yeah, every show.
Every show, the signal gets strange, and we have to go through a bunch of commotion and act like chickens with our head cut off. But we're back. We're here for you. We have a whole gigantic, brand-new line of people in the queue to talk to. We have people in the chat room that are not answering. We type something in there. Oh well. Sometimes it's active, sometimes it's not. It's all good. Sometimes people are doing other things while they're listening. But is there something you wanted to talk about?
No, did you need to take some callers?
Yeah, we should take a couple. Let's talk to the caller at 706. 706, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name, please?
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry for your friend's headache. Those are bad.
He is a headache.
It's not good. I was all right. It just came on suddenly. It's not good.
It's not good. Is it really bad?
Yeah. It's the government.
The government is giving you a headache?
The government.
Yeah.
Society is giving you a headache.
Yeah, with a government race trying to shut us down.
We laugh because it's so painfully probably true. But anyway, Mary, if you had a simple question or a story to share today, what's on your mind?
I have a simple question. We've been waiting to hear on a contract, and I was wondering if the contract will be finalized. They're like it's pushing back and forth through attorneys right now.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Very good question. Very good question. Let's see. Let me see. Calendar. Today is the 25th. Okay, so we're looking at 25, 26. Okay. It looks like you're supposed to be talking to somebody about something tomorrow. And then when we get you up to around, we get pushed forward about 3 weeks, okay? And in about 3 weeks, it looks like this is where everything's supposed to really be happening. Okay. Now, but there's something that's going on here. I want to ask you this, and just because of something that I'm feeling. Are they trying to, are they messing around with money? Are they trying to cut money off of you, or what are they doing?
They're investing. I don't know all the makeup of the contract.
That's okay. It just kind of looks like there's something that's going to switch up during that time period. It looks like it's going to happen. It just seems like there's going to be something different, and it seems like it's some sort of a money switch or a money change or something. But it does look like it'll happen. And but like I said, it looks like over the next day or so, there's something that they're going to be talking to you about, and then we get pushed forward 3 weeks when it looks like everything's actually happening. Okay, so it does look like it's going to happen.
So we won't see any income coming in until this contract is signed. Or will
we
see income?
Well, yeah. Well, let's just keep it simple, because the only question we really want to answer is about the contract. But the contract,
right.
it basically, I'm being pushed forward to the full moon of next month.
Okay.
So, and so that's the time period it looks like we're really aiming for, and that's where it looks like everything happens.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening,
mm-hmm.
Mary, and good luck. Let us know how things work out for you guys, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. What are you clicking on over there?
What?
So what are you clicking on over there?
What, my mouse?
Yeah, your mice.
Is that what you mean? Ah, it's just people commenting on my picture on Facebook.
You know what? I just don't even want to... I'm just don't even talk about that. So ridiculous. I'm going to take another caller real quick. I'm going to take there's a person at 785. 785, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Can I have your name, please?
Hi. My name is Carissa.
You said Marissa?
Carissa.
Oh, Carissa?
Very close, but yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice to speak with you, Carissa. Do you have a simple question, or did you have a story you wanted to share?
Well, I do have a question. I talked to somebody about marriage over a year ago, and I was wondering why he wants to get married. Like, would he want to start a family with me and have kids? Or is that not on his agenda?
So there's somebody who's talking to you about getting married, and you're trying to figure out why he wants to marry you.
Yes.
Okay. Hold
on
just a moment.
And if he wants to start a family is really the question. I mean, I know he loves me.
Right. Well, okay, so basically you want to know if he wants to start a family with you. Okay.
Yeah, or
all
does
right.
he just want to, like...
We're going
to
keep it simple, sweetheart. Okay, so we're going to take the angle of, does he want to start a family with you? Okay, hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what's going on with you guys. Okay. Wow. Basically, it looks like he wants to be with you. It's interesting because, I'm not actually seeing him wanting kids, but what you're being told is that if that's something that you want, he'll do that. But it really kind of seems like he just really wants to be with you. It's kind of an interesting answer. So just, you know, even when you're married, you've got to think about when you're having kids, if you want to, you know, do this by yourself at some point. You know, I think it's something that every woman asks herself. You know, can I see myself doing this by myself, not just going into it to do it with a person? I know that sounds strange, but it's just something that I notice a lot of women who become pregnant, they think about this, even if they're married, okay? So
right.
Basically, I mean,
they never
he definitely...
Be left or not.
Right, and so basically, I mean, it looks like he loves you. He sees you as a woman he wants to be with. All that stuff is good. But it doesn't really seem like he wants to be a parent necessarily. So just, I know that sounds kind of awkward, but I mean, I think he'll do whatever you want to do to be happy. So that kind of seems like that's your answer. Whatever it is that you want to do to be happy, he'll do that. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for listening,
thank
Carissa.
You.
You hang in there, okay?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You there?
Yeah.
Do you have a nice, pretty story to share?
I did. Oh, sorry.
Angela is saying that it keeps going on and off, on and off.
It does?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take – I want to take another caller. We're going to pick it up with this person at 414 and see how clearly they can hear us. And if we sound garbled, then we may have to cut out. It's only got – we've only got a few minutes left anyway. So let's see if this caller can hear us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Caller at 414, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, could I have your name?
Felicia.
All right. Well, Felicia, it's nice to be able to speak with you. What's your simple question today?
I know I'm going to be moving my husband and I to the South this summer, but will we find the jobs that we need to help sustain us while we're there?
Okay. Hold on just a moment. So you know you're moving, but you need to make sure that you're going to have work. Okay.
In my heart, I know I'm moving, yes.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. All right, let's see what's going on. Okay, so move you forward. We need to move you forward up to around May or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like you guys will be finding work within that time period, you know, between now and then. It does look like you're gonna find something so that when you make your move, you actually have something to go into, okay?
Okay.
So it does look like that's going to happen. But it looks like it's around May time that
All
that stuff starts to come together, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks a lot. All right. Good luck. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. We only have a few minutes left. We have like 14 minutes left. So if anybody wants to give us a call and have a quickie, you know, like 1 minute or so, just like a simple sample reading, go for it. But we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back. And we're back. I'm going to take one more call probably. Am I here? I think I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one more call probably, and I'm going to take the caller. There's a Skype caller. Skype caller, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name?
Hi, Nunu. This is Delfina.
Hi, Delfina. How are you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi. Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, what's your question today?
I'm wondering if my partner really does want to work on things or, like, what is thinking of the whole situation.
Hold on just a moment. Okay. Okay. Well, your answer is a little bit, it's a little jagged. What I think is basically going on right now, Elfina, is I think you need to stop working on this and just kind of focus on being together for a little bit. It looks like he looks like he's getting exhausted with, and just hear me out and just kind of see how this fits to you, okay? It looks like he's getting exhausted with defining things constantly, okay? So if by chance you're asking him lots of questions, how he feels, you know, if it's just tons of feelings and conversations about all that kind of stuff, you may want to let that rest for a little bit and just kind of be together, okay? Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that for a bit. Okay, seriously, this is a person who really does care about you very, very much. But when you find somebody getting to a place where they're getting tired of something, you need to let them have a rest, okay? And I hope that makes sense here.
Just give it a couple of months and then ask him again, or...
Or just stop, you know, just let him come to a place where he's ready for that. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody who wants to be with you, you don't have to ask them questions. You just chill. You just be together. You have a good time. Remember, you're trying to have a lifetime partnership with someone. And if the man imagines himself defining himself and you to you every day for the rest of your life, I mean, think about that. Okay? So just chill out. Just be girlfriend and boyfriend for a bit. You know, do some things together. Movies, talk about, you know, whatever, but just kind of let the relationship stuff evolve, okay, so that you guys just see that you like each other. And you're going to have to do this regardless of who you're with. So, you know, I think that when we spoke, the last time we spoke and you were being told it doesn't matter, you know, who it's with, what you're basically being told is that, you know, you're kind of at a place where you just really have to figure out how to get along with a person, okay? Just get and don't worry about getting married. You know, your wedding day is the day that you guys decide to be committed to each other, period. The other stuff is just a ceremony. It's just a party, okay? So remember, just be his girlfriend and let him just get to a place where you guys are just really digging with each other and grooving with each other, and that's what it's all about, okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yes,
all right,
it does.
Good luck. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hang in there. Okay. Bye-bye. You there?
Yeah.
You feeling okay? Your head all right?
Nah, my head is, you know. How long's the durata?
It's about 1,000 hours long. No, it's a few minutes long. Hold on just a second. Let me get it out. Let me dig it up for you. It's about 3 minutes long. So,
how is it?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically close the show out properly. We want to thank everybody for calling in. We were trying to see if we could get a bunch of readings and stuff done.
I think we achieved that.
Yeah, we did, because the past few weeks it's been pretty chill. It's been a lot of news, a lot of, you know, stuff, people sharing, but not a whole lot of readings necessarily. So, you know, thought that was kind of fun. You know, if anybody wants to get in touch with us, like I said, get in touch with us on Facebook through Broken Earth Radio Show or Psychic Nunu and get a full reading. I realize that the quick readings sometimes leave you needing some more, but that's what a real reading's for. So, you know, just send us a message. You know, we're always available. It seems like I'm always awake, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Except when you're home and then I go to sleep.
That's right.
So, anyhow, did you want to add something?
No, just thanks for listening. Don't be afraid to drop us an email or tell us how awesome or how badly we're doing. Or if you've got any interesting stories you'd like me to read out on next week's show, then please do. BillDoyle@live.com.
Or you can even send them, you know, to the Broken Earth Show. But anyway, you guys know that. You guys know that. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.